Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show, here for your listening pleasure, saying hello to each and every one of you and going right to the phones without hesitation. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You are on Wide Open Wednesday. Who's this?
Meow.
Yeah. Hi. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Winston from Georgetown? The cat?
Meow.
Oh, that's why he wanted me to set the bit up. He wanted me to set up the bit. Okay, now I get it. See, I didn't look at the ID. So I. Winston, how are you? You've been catting around D.C. and stopping for 8 minutes a night at Oscar Santana's house. How goes it, Winston?
Meow.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Oh, so really, it's just meowing. I was hoping for a more sentient cat.
Between the delay, it's
he's a feral cat, Mike.
I understand.
Winston.
That's right.
Try harder.
Can't expect a lot from him. Rob, success. Well done. John from Pennsylvania, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
It is.
Our phone number is here for you at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE, like the MORE Network. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. John.
Hey, guys. Was wondering if the Mike O'Mara Show could use its far-reaching power and try to get Rob Ford that sky blue tuxedo that Victor Buono wore in in Rivals.
Is Rofo planning on coming to the live show by any chance?
Rofo
probably not.
Needs some sort of sponsorship, and if I have enough points,
I don't want to get into that habit. No. We're not going to do that.
This guy just called the Betty Davis show Rivals.
Rivals, I think he did.
Yes. Yeah,
Rivals.
Okay. That's good.
Rivals, the Betty and Jones story.
Yeah, that was just a good show. So was Kings and Queens, Mike.
To be honest with you, I love the idea of Rofo like on a stage just sitting there with a blue tuxedo. But as far as his contributions to the improv show, which is fresh in my memory, I'm afraid he will not be in attendance. So
could he put on the blue tuxedo, stay at home, and then Skype him in?
How about we just have him come in a light blue tuxedo
on the show one day before the show?
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be delightful. We'll work on it, John. We will work on it. Thank you.
Rofo. Oh, I remember what happened. Rofo cares more about Rofo than the show.
Oh.
Because remember, he came out in that leopard print suit. He was more worried about that than the actual
David
sound
Pumpkins.
Of the program.
It was Pumpkins.
Yes.
It's a vague memory for me, but it's a memory, Oscar, Mike, where I say, you know what? There's something he did that was not supportive of the show.
He's not great at live shows when it comes to being great for the show. It's great for him.
I think we're still looking for what he's great at.
No, he's great for content.
He is.
Do you remember, though, that my feeling was, all I know is that, like, we had a post-mortem for the live show, like we do for every live show, and everything was kind of hunky-dory except for that one glitch.
Yeah. Lessons learned. No Rofo.
He's not ambulatory, Mike.
Diana from Houston, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, well. Look at this girl.
How are you guys?
We're doing wonderfully. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Well, that was a nice call. Oh, no. Thank you very much.
She was so happy. She was so happy. She's happy. Oh, you're happy. Well, will you contribute to the show then before we hang up on you?
I'm so sorry. I bought the last tickets to the Mike O'Mara Show in New Orleans.
Yes.
And it was so exciting to hear the sold out promo. I would love to hear that again.
Aww,
well, that's wonderful. We'll do that for you. And thanks for getting in under the wire. We asked a lot of our listeners to actually sell this show out really 6 months in advance. That's half a year. So we really, truly want to say thank you to everybody. And Diana, we look forward to seeing you at the show. Should be a lot of fun. Let's go to Sam from Arlington, Virginia. Hello, Sammy. Sam.
Hey, Mike. This is Sam.
I heard about
your show on the Junkies.
Oh,
Okay. The Junkies, when I was guesting on the Junkies, or were they referencing much they love our show?
When you were guesting,
yes, I haven't listened to them a day since.
Oh, look at that.
Look at you.
He made the switch, Mike.
The power switch.
Wow. Sam, are we giving you your radio fix every day? Are we taking care of you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, and I I definitely make all my Amazon purchases through the y'all's app. And,
give him a round of applause. Sam?
Work a little harder.
We love you, Sam. You're the kind of listener we love. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Anything else we can do for you?
No, that's all, Mike. Thanks a lot.
God bless you, Sam. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Anytime. You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Fred from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike. It's Fred Vigdor from the Average White Band.
Hey!
Fred.
Yes, Fred. Boy, you know, Fred.
Whirlwind Tour.
The Whirlwind Tour. There's only one thing Fred could say to me that would make me happy.
I know.
We got a night off and six of the guys. Yeah, I don't expect AWB. I know. Go ahead, Fred. What can we do for you?
I have a very important question to ask you, Mike, but first I just wanted to say thanks to the rest of the crew for their kind hospitality last Friday. We were playing at the Birchmere, and I came in early, and the guys showed me the digs.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was thrilling, actually, to meet him. It was nice to meet you, Fred.
They told me about that. Not... but anyway,
that's the fun stuff, okay. Mike. You don't want to hear about the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have a question for you, Mike. I met up with a friend of mine last night in Pittsburgh where we're playing that I went to high school with.
By the way, Fred is from the Average White Band. I should point that out. I don't think we were real clear on that. The Average White Band, for people that are fans of that, going way, way back, really incredible rhythm and blues band. Just incredible. They had some great hits, and Rob's bringing them up.
None of which I had anything to do with.
You're a newer member of the group. But go ahead, Fred. You met a friend. Go ahead.
I met a friend of mine. Met up with a friend of mine that I went to high school with in Connecticut. Because I'm born and raised in Connecticut. And he reminded me that I may have had a run-in with a young Michael Mara.
Really?
Because my high school jazz ensemble used to do this annual festival in Glastonbury, Connecticut, the Glastonbury High School.
Okay, that's where I went. That's where I graduated.
Graduate.
Right.
Yeah, you graduated in what, 78 maybe?
77. I was class of 1977.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the same year, I am coming up on my, I'm not sure I'm going. My friend Joey's like on the committee, so
right.
I may break down and go. 40th high school reunion.
Wow.
40th high school reunion. This is the last one before the crowds get a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
right?
Not because they can't make it because of like, you know, a conflict. It's because
the conflict
is they're underground.
Is they're underground, right. That's the way that goes. But yeah, 1977 is when I was at GHS, as we used to call it.
Right, so they used to have a yearly festival. They used to invite like one of the name bands. Like we went there one year and we heard Stan Kenton Band.
I was there. I was there, Fred.
What?
I was
Whoa.
There. My dad and I went to see Stan Kenton. We went there. I was at Stan Kenton. I remember being a Buddy Rich fan. I was like, Stan Kenton was so kind of out there, and they had, I believe, Fred, they had Peter Erskine on drums with the Stan Kenton band.
Yes.
Oh, yep. See? That's a great memory.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and you both are living your dreams out.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
You got that.
Oh.
That's right. Fred, that's a cool callback. I love that. That's and they used to have, I don't think Buddy ever played. No, I would have known, obviously,
no.
Buddy played at Glastonbury High School.
Woody Herman Band. I think the Woody Herman Band played one year.
Yep. But Stan Kenton was the one I went to. I didn't go to Woody Herman. I went to Stan Kenton, and they would bring in, all the jazz bands from around the area would come in to see this to fill the room, and then the locals would get the extra tickets, and I loved it. I remember the tour bus out in front of the high school. I remember that very well.
Yeah.
I got Stan's autograph. That's cool. And you know what? I've got some Stan Kenton that is weird music, man. Stan Kenton was kind of a pioneer with some interesting sound.
Yes.
But Fred, good luck with your tour. If you have a time, if you're down in the area, I know you're around that the part of the world, come out and see us in New Orleans, okay?
I would love to. I would love to.
Thank you, Fred.
And Oscar, I have some information I'll be getting to you about this stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you,
from the Average White Band, this is Fred. And Fred, have a great rest of the tour. How long's the tour last, my friend?
Oh, it's 9 gigs in 14 days. We're about halfway through.
Wow.
Just kicking ass and taking names.
Enjoy that room service. Thank you, Fred.
See you guys.
That's Fred. That's very, very cool. Yeah, I remember that vividly. We are jammed with phone calls on Wide Open Wednesday. Let's go to another call from Winston in Georgetown.
Oh, how
we'll
nice.
Winston, you're calling back. Why?
Yeah, sorry. I was having trouble finding my voice. Just wanted to say hello, see how you guys are doing.
Good, Winston. Winston is Oscar's feral cat that, wanders the alleyways of Washington, D.C. Yes, Winston, what can we do for you?
I would just, like to say that living in Georgetown, I would expect a better quality of food from the residents.
Winston. So you're not the trash that's put out. You're not a big fan. What about the rats, Winston? Aren't you enjoying the sushi, the rat sushi?
Oh, indeed. In fact, given the food they eat, it's very organic.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Winston.
Not into the fancy feast.
Going nowhere. Let's go to Megan from Bakersfield, California. Hi, how you doing, Megan?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What can we do for you on this fine, wide open Wednesday?
Hello there,
Oscar. I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome and you're super funny, and my husband's been listening to you for a while, and I listen when we go on long drives, and you keep us very busy.
Thank you so much. We're better than bathroom breaks.
Is that really praise, though? You keep us busy?
Wish she could answer, Rob.
We keep
her
company.
Let's go to David in Michigan. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love the show.
Thank you very much, David.
I have three questions for each one of you. Mike, what kind of clubs do you have in your bag?
Great question.
Boy, it's been so long since
Titleist, if I remember correctly.
I'm playing Mizunos. I can't give you the number because I haven't been out there in a while, but I play Mizunos and I use a Nike driver.
All right. And for Rob,
yes.
I have two Elvis 45 album covers.
They're
from
them.
King Creole in color. Would you like them?
I would love them, of course. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. All right, I'll send them on the way.
Thank you,
Check
kindly.
That one off now for Oscar. Go ahead.
And, Oscar, why does Bolivia have two capital cities?
Well, it's a problem. Sorry, I've been dealing with my entire life. You got Sucre and you got La Paz.
Which one do you recognize?
La Paz, okay. Because I'm civilized. It's a civil war some people won't let go, sir. They just won't let go.
You know what? That was my favorite last question. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call. We are tearing through them. Rob Spiewak's magic. Rob gets to do the tease
before
every
Rob.
Show. They love Rob.
Yeah.
Dustin from L.A. Dustin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away.
Good morning.
Bye, Dustin.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Fire away.
My question is what is the source of the all over my body?
I'm trying to think that's a callback to a television show in the 70s. And I'm trying to think all over my body. I'm not
so
sure.
My wife is so sick of it. I just can't stop doing it.
I'm trying to. You know what, Dustin? I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard.
I really only know it.
It's stolen. I know it's not mine.
I only know it from you.
Oh, my God. Now I have to figure it out.
Like a minister? It sounds like an effeminate southern minister.
It may have been, I want to say it was maybe Jonathan Winters.
Could be.
Jack Kent Cook.
No, it's not Jack Kent Cook. It's nothing I did. It's something I watched on TV.
It totally sounds like Jack Kent Cook, though, doesn't it?
It sounds a little, well, they all sound like Jack Kent Cook, but because they're me. I'm going to research it. All over tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Rob came up with a good one yesterday from Washington, D.C., and the studio suite in O'Mara Lago.
Yes.
We are broadcasting. I'm using that forever. I'll look it up, and I'll try to figure it out for you, sir. And, good questions from L.A. Moving right along,
Thank
let's
you,
go
sir.
To Sharon, Delaware. Sharon, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, boys. This is just feedback for Pony and Rob. The live app is sounding absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
awesome.
Well done.
That's awesome.
Nice
and,
work.
We're getting more and more calls from the live app, and so that seems to be doing what Oscar Santana told me it would do, which is kind of getting the numbers to creep a little bit, and that's good. When we can move the numbers
engagement.
North, we're very, very happy about that, and it's obvious that it's working, and the quality is great. I like listening to the live app later in the day when you've plopped that on Mike O'Mara Live.
We're funny.
Get a chance to hear all the stuff.
Oscar is really funny.
No, Rob, you're funny. So witty.
Yeah, and Pony, he has those ones that go under the radar.
He really kills. Waka, waka, waka.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Tampa, Florida, and John, go.
Good morning, gentlemen. It is John Crandall, your KMLS real estate expert. How are you guys today?
Oh, nice.
What is it? What did he say?
What kind of expert, sir?
Real estate.
Your TMOS real estate expert.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it. Right, so, interest rates are lower than usual.
Zillow has taken to giving a temperature grade for different markets and sending me updates. And the update in my hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, where I still peek at real estate just for fun, is hot. It's a hot market
there. En fuego?
Yeah. The market down here in West South Florida, as it often is when people leave the area, has gone to like medium to cold.
Yes.
What say
Frio.
You,
yeah.
John from Tampa?
Oh, Tampa's hot. Like, we actually have a housing shortage right now.
Housing shortage in Tampa?
Yes.
What?
Right. Well,
what's the big industry boom there?
We can't build enough houses.
What's drawing people there?
There's different tech firms here. As people move in, we need more teachers, we need more government workers, that kind of thing.
Infrastructure.
Strip clubs are big.
Yeah, yes, the Mons Venus.
We have to improve. Thank you for the call. We have a tech boom. We have a tech boom actually here in Fort Myers.
Really?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, it's exploding.
What's your tech hub?
Vaping. People are vaping now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God. Yes, dude. Yes. You guys look so lame. I love it, dude. You ninjas dressed up all old school just to meet me. So Jedi. You guys suck. Both of you guys suck. You look great, man.
Thanks.
I'm Dontari. What up, Hansel? Yeah. That's sick, dude. Hey, let me introduce my collector, dude. They're all losers. I hate these guys. We got TRS-80, Rubik, oh man, Gleek. Hey, dude, this guy gives the best shitty tattoos ever, dude. He's a genius. His tattoos are so stupid. He's the one who did my Colonel Sanders. Look at that. Pretty epic, huh? It sucks. I don't like it, dude. Why would I do this to myself? I never wanted this on me. I love it, dude. I got it when my grandfather died.
That's really cool. So, what's the deal with the show?
Yeah, where you want us to fire up this chainsaw? Coliseum? Trevi Fountain? Spanish Steps.
What? No way, dude. Hey, those places are nar-nar bobo. We're holding an abandoned medical waste facility on top of an industrial trash heap, dude. It's totally toxic, but super chill.
Cool. Sounds dope.
Yeah, fresh.
Oh, what? He's like, sounds dope. Fresh. They're doing the voices and everything, dude. I didn't think you guys would do the voices. That's sick, dude.
I want to kill
sounds
that guy.
Sounds
I want to kill him so much.
I don't like you guys, dude. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want to kill him. I want to kill him.
Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. Now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Oh, give me the source. I have no friggin'
idea. Zoolander 2.
Oh, yeah. It's so great.
Oh, no, you
really
found
not
the funny,
great.
It's
you
not
found
good.
The one funny part in
that
Zoolander
is not
2?
Good. Yeah, that's the 1 minute that 50 seconds of it are funny.
That is funny.
Oh, my God.
That is funny.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, the place for any custom products for the home or office. They are all about supporting small business owners, but this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. By the way, they've got postcards, banners, flyers,
everything.
Apparel. They can do anything for you, but Vistaprint, the way they've made their name on this show is 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10, and you finally have tracked with the fact that if you send in your business card to Rob Spiewak, he will share it on the Mike O'Mara Show, which he's going to do right now.
Got a great letter from Jeff Heller, who, when he started this website called filmdumpster.com, it's a movie review website, he got his first cards from Vistaprint, sent us one back then. He's grown exponentially, and now that they're bigger, they've got new cards that show all the stuff they do, and that's the great thing. At this price, you can get new cards for any reason. And Jeff Heller,
how are my cards coming? How are my Vistaprint cards coming, Pony? Are they?
I saw a little mock-up yesterday, Mike.
I'm excited.
I had him to make a few edits because we can do that quickly on Vistaprint.
That's right. We wanted to spell O'Mara right, and
it really is fun, and it's so cost-effective. You can make them all the time. The best customer service too. Just remember, use our code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right back to Wide Open Wednesday and your telephone calls. Let's go to Logan from New Mexico. Ooh, Logan, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Take it away.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Hi, buddy. Doing great. Go ahead, Logan.
Well, I was actually just listening live on the TMOS app, and I'm driving Route 66 out to Los Angeles, and I wanted to thank each and every one of you guys for accompanying me on the first leg of my journey yesterday from Memphis to Amarillo. So all your podcasts, I had about three or four saved up, and I listened to all of them, and it was definitely great to listen to. You guys.
It is really the way nice. For almost since the inception of the podcast. Logan, thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate
that. What a cool
that.
Ride. Cross country on 66.
It's neat. Truly the way people listen to this show. People do binge on this mm-hmm. show, and they gather it up, especially as we enter into the zone of summer vacations where people take us yeah. on the road.
Sure.
And they're super, super psyched about that. Let's go to Eddie from Germantown. Eddie from Germantown, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I lost the number. I'm calling from the app. I hope that's okay.
That's totally cool.
Eddie, how are you digging our brand new updated TMOS app?
Fantastic.
Well, thank you,
awesome.
Eddie.
Very kind. Anything else we can do for you, Eddie?
Yeah, I'll give you a choice. We can do a really old callback, or we can do a Rob compliment.
Ooh. Rob's got enough of compliments, I think.
That is so tough for me. I'm going to go with the Rob compliment first, and then I'll take the call back if I hate the Rob compliment.
Wow. I didn't think you'd vote that way. I was going to say an old callback. I would say old callback.
Let's go with Rob's compliment. Lay it on us, Eddie.
I'm hoping we can do both. But, Rob, I could make a compilation of things Rob says that are really funny that kind of get stepped on. Oh. Like, he'll make a comment, and then somebody...
Yeah. Okay, let's go to...
No. Did the phone system drop him?
Yeah.
We've got fried rice from Arlington. Well, the whole speed of the call. Thanks for the call, Marcus.
Sounds like a guy that would like me, doesn't it?
Fried, are you on the line? Hi, Fried, the bearer of hockey tickets. How are you, my friend?
Woo! What up? Round two!
Round two, Pittsburgh Penguins, Capitals Penguins. We are super psyched. Game one Thursday night in Pittsburgh or Washington? I forgot, Fried.
Game one and two in D.C.
In D.C.
Oh,
wow. My God.
Wow.
You know, you've been so generous with the tickets for Oscar and Rob.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just so selfish of me to think that if I was still in Washington, D.C., they would be going to none of those games. you know, I would monopolize that. But pretty exciting in Washington, D.C. for hockey fans right now and in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'd rather just be happy here. But,
I know.
It's a travel. It's a travel for Fried, Mike. Yeah. The travel sucks.
I'm not a big plane guy either, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, I got to give Toronto a lot of credit. It's a great place. I mean,
Can I ask you this, Fry? Because when you're on the road with the Capitals and they play the Toronto Maple Leafs, it is a totally different experience. I mean, we have passionate fans, don't get me wrong, and the Capitals are very popular, and they sell out, and they rock the red and all the things. But let's be honest. When you go to a major city in the Great White North, Toronto, Canada, it's all they're talking about there. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. That's the Mecca. I mean, I love D.C. I love the Caps fans, but I'm telling you, the Maple Leafs fans, not only are they nice about it, but they are just insane hockey fans.
Yeah, it's so much fun up there. I really, I pray for that team to have some winning teams down the road. I'd love to do that. But Fried, really, I know the guy. What did he say? What did he mumble?
They don't have to worry about a military, so they have that luxury.
Well, they'd like to think they don't have to worry about a military, but you know they're ready to attack at any time.
This is why they mock us up there. Okay, military. We suddenly go right to guns and fighting.
Hey, Ralph.
You wonder why Canada's got a complex about the United States?
Ralph, when you were up there, did you notice that 98% of the populace lives within 16 feet of the border? They're ready to jump at any time. Ever vigilant.
Well, they've all got hockey sticks in their hands. So yeah.
Well, Fried, good luck to the Washington Capitals. I know that. Well, you know, I'll let Oscar and Rob
yeah,
talk to you.
Let's go, Caps. Where are our tickets? When are we going?
All right, keep your phones ready, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you, Fried.
God
love
spot.
You. Thank you very
the best.
Much. That's
appreciate
awesome.
It.
Let's take a couple of more before Someone we take does. A break here. Joel, Denver, Colorado, you're Woo! On the Mike O'Mara Show. Go.
I am so sorry. The last time I tried to call in, and my phone disconnected on you guys like six times. I'm
oh, my God. Joel, hold on
today.
A second. This is our pilot friend, Joel Rogers. Oh! I didn't know it was that Joel. Joel, hold on. I got to stop the show for a second. Anybody that, we have a small enough circle of friends here where, I mean, I follow you on Facebook and I'm paying attention. What the hell happened? Let me just give a little background
before we
go on with Joel. Joel's a pilot for Delta Airlines, and he's flying the big birds now. And I will tell you, and I got the message, not as big as the biggest one they fly. Bite me. Thank you very much. I got that. But Joel has been a pilot, and you went somewhere, had like a some sort of infection where they gave you penicillin. You think you got an allergy to penicillin, and suddenly I'm looking at you, and you're like the pilot from Deadpool.
I look
skin.
Like a corpse, and I vary between a corpse and a lobster.
Oh, unreal. God. The red, the welts, everything all over your body. You got a horrible allergic reaction.
Oh, yes.
Did they ever pin it down and find out what you had?
Well, it's a amoxicillin allergy, so can no longer take penicillin or amoxicillin. So that's a tough way to take some time off from work.
Yeah, wow, I would imagine tough. So. And so, I mean, I would have to say that in your adult life, you probably had a pretty good run of health because you've never been put on one of those antibiotics, which by the time most Americans are 25 years old, they've been on five or six courses of antibiotics.
I've been to the doctor twice this week, and I need to go back to the allergy expert to figure out exactly what the issue is. But I'm not going to take any more antibiotics for a while.
How are you doing now? Are you better now?
I'm flesh colored, which is an improvement. I still itch like crazy, and I still sleep like crazy. But I'm out of bed, which is an improvement.
That's great. When I saw your pictures on Facebook, I just thought you were removed from a United flight.
Yeah. Hey, pretty cool that Delta's not having a problem, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, did you see the awful Delta video this week?
No, the Delta one.
Which one?
I know there was American.
There was the worst than American. Worse than United, look up Delta and Kenny G. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
We saw that one.
We
talked about that.
Okay, never mind.
I had that story, and then the best part of that story was at the end when they talked about Kenny G walking down the aisle of a plane. By the way, what they were doing on Delta, that horrible airline, is they were raising money for charity.
Yes.
I think for cancer research something along
those
lines.
What jerks?
Those incredible jerks. And they used Kenny G. He said if we donated on the plane, Kenny G would play music, and it shows Kenny G walking up and down the aisle, making eye contact while he's playing his...
Creepy eye contact, wasn't it described as that?
Yeah. So not his clarinet or whatever the hell it is. Yep. Well, Joel, I hope you're recover. When are you going to be in the pilot seat again? When are you going to be flying?
I've called in sick the last couple trips. I'm scheduled to go back to Amsterdam next Sunday, so we'll see. I'm feeling better, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Yeah. Hey, and you know what? When I listen to you going to the Masters, going through Atlanta, you know, I've been based there for like the last year, so I feel your pain.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. It's soul-sucking. And, I looked at some of the pilots because you see there's so many flights in and out. You see the crews going through the airport. And, I can imagine that's soul. So were you based in Denver now?
No, I wish. I live in Denver. But I've been in Detroit for a couple months, and I'm going back to Atlanta next month, although my ultimate goal is Seattle because that's the best flying.
Oh, I bet.
Neat.
All right. We'll get out to Seattle when you're based out
there. Yeah, maybe Joel, get some of that medicinal marijuana when you're out in Amsterdam.
It's legal in Colorado. I could do it right here.
Oh, really?
That's right. That's right.
Private message me later, please.
But in Amsterdam, you can get the marijuana and a hooker. Joel, feel better, okay?
All right.
Take care, buddy. We appreciate
that. They love to fly and in shows.
Let's take one more call before the break. Jamie from Myrtle Beach. Jamie, wide open Wednesday. Many more calls than we take on Wednesday.
This is marvelous.
Last call for now. Go ahead, Jamie. You're on the air.
My boys.
Hey, Jamie.
Mike, you still got your bike?
Ooh. Yes, I do, but man, I have not used it. It's
Mike's
been
bikes.
Gathering dust in the garage, and I want to get on my Harley sooner than later, but, I'm trying.
Sooner, Mike.
Sooner,
be
baby.
Positive.
Yeah,
sooner.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be positive. Yeah.
I'm a brand new Harley owner. I'd like to invite you up to Myrtle Beach for our spring rally coming up next month.
Ooh. Well, I have a good friend, John Harris, who is probably the finest motorcycle rider I have ever seen, who now resides in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. As a matter of fact, John is was with the Motor Squad in Fairfax County and won a bunch of those police rodeos. And the thing John is he's 9 feet tall.
Yes.
So when you would see him go to the police rodeo, first of all, his skills are amazing, but it looks like he's riding a toy. He looks like he's a Shriner.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like he's a Shriner on the motorcycle. And that's which made it all the more amazing that he could do the tricks that he did on his motorcycle. But I haven't been to Myrtle Beach in a millennium. It's amazing. I'd love to get back up there.
Come on up. I'm the exact opposite of him. I'm 5'3" on a big old Road King. I look like the toy on the back of the bike.
Well, keep the rubber on the road, Jamie. We appreciate it. We'll take a break right now. And when we come back, I haven't even gotten to anything on the program today. But your calls are more fun anyway.
Yes.
We'll take more of them if you want to give us a call. 888-920-6673. I love the fact that people are using the brand new updated TMOS
That's
app.
Awesome.
Life is good. We will take a break and continue on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob, because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh.
If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two B's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love my Harry's. We love Harry's. You'll love Harry's. They have challenged Big Razor, the kind you find at the drugstores. Jeff and Andy, hats off to Harry's, a product that I use each and every day. And as a matter of fact, I have three separate Harry's shaving stations. I have my shower station. I have my bathroom sink station. And I have my leg shaving station out on the lanai.
Of course.
Anyway, Harry's, they rock. They wanted to fix shaving. They got a great deal for you because they take the middleman out. They take less profit. They offer incredible deals on all of their shave stuff. The shave's going to be the best you've ever had. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades. By the way, they're blades that are half the price of the blades you find in the drugstore. They're so confident that you'll love them, they're going to give you their trial set for free. All you have to do is cover the $3 in shipping. Your free trial set will include a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5-precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer. Great way to try it.
Yep.
A $13 value for free. Just cover shipping and get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shave gel. Go to harrys.com to get it, /TMO. That's harrys.com/TMOS, and we thank them. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm torn because I've got a few things I'd like to discuss with you boys today, but it is Wide Open Wednesday. We do promote it, and while you're calling, we will take a phone call. We go to Portland. Is it Maine or Oregon, Kevin?
Neither one. Texas.
It's Portland, Texas.
Is it Portland, Texas?
Yes.
I didn't know Portland. Where is Portland, Texas? Is it down around where they have all those dog kennels?
No, by Corpus Christi.
Okay, down near the Gulf of Mexico. What kind of doggies? What kind of doggies do you have there, Kevin?
Two brats, a beagle, and a Norwegian rat terrier.
Oh, nice.
The rat terrier sounds like there might be some vermin right in back of you, the way it's making all that noise. Right.
Legendary Portland vermin, Mike.
We get some possums around here. So
possums.
Okay. Well, Kevin, do you ever think about, like, when the dogs are screaming and you're on a live radio program, of maybe moving into another room where we can't hear the dogs, just out of curiosity?
That's just outside. I was walking away from him. She gets upset when I walk away from
her. Oh, she loves
you. Upset when I walk
sweet.
Away.
Yeah. Carrie's the same way.
Beluga gets upset when I walk toward him. But I'm trying to build the relationship with Frankie. Well, Kevin from Portland, Texas, what can we do for you?
Okay, I'm the guy that caused some controversy a couple weeks ago about the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Saw you.
Enlighten me, please.
Spice it up on the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, he wanted to know why we didn't like it, and I opined on it, and everyone thought I was a jerk.
Oh, my God. And then it exploded. The people,
fandom.
The theories on the Bang. First of all, I think I want to clear something up with everybody, Kevin. I don't have a dog in the Big Bang Theory fight. I have never watched the Big Bang Theory. I do not have a real opinion on the Big Bang Theory, other than the fact that it has an obnoxious laugh track, and I probably have, and I'm being sincere here, I've probably never logged more, and I'm not exaggerating, more than 2 minutes with that show. It's something that I stop on by accident, and then I'll keep moving. So I really don't have a dog in the fight. You have to direct your ire to Mr. Rob Spiewak, because Rob is the one with all the opinions on it.
Yes, I'm very opinionated.
I also don't like it.
I can tell you, Oscar doesn't like it. Exactly why you don't like the show.
Why?
Because you have to start from the beginning, the very beginning, and go from there. And it builds up the characters.
Awesome.
If you just watch the show right now, you don't know what the hell's going on, because most of the jokes are.
You know, I don't have a rat. I don't give a rat's ass about the Big Bang Theory. I'm trying to feed my family here right now, and these threads about the Big Bang Theory just got. Rob, didn't they get totally help me out
of hand? They were totally out of hand, and I want this guy to know that, you know, I will tonight start watching every episode in order of The Big Bang Theory. And in about... absolutely. And in 2 months, after I've watched all 100-plus episodes, I'll call you and give you this opinion. Go f*** yourself. Do you not think I'm bright enough to step into a stupid sitcom and be able to grade it as a standalone product? This is not 24. It's not The Sopranos.
It's not a stupid sitcom.
It is a stupid sitcom. It's Johnny Galecki, okay? I can deal with Johnny Galecki in small doses at any time, okay? I don't need the backstory.
Kevin, I'm going to ask if it. Rob said his piece. I want everybody to be polite here.
All right.
Because Rob said what he had to say. Now we'll give you your chance to talk about the Big Bang Theory, because I want politeness to abound here.
Equal
go ahead,
time.
Kevin.
Okay,
go ahead. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to...
And that's why you're my buddy.
Let's go to Chris from Delaware. Who gives a rat's F about that
Gotta start from episode one, Mike.
Chris from Delaware. That's kind of where I was the last time. I don't care. Chris from Delaware, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. Calling from the app again.
Oh, well.
Nice.
By the way, thank you very much, Chris. I just wanted to sidetrack here for a second. You know... And the dude, like, for the first 10 minutes, his dogs are screaming in the background. Yeah. Do you need any more?
Get a hold of your dogs. Need,
I mean, he's pushed me away from...
We're on a podcast,
I was planning on binging that show on the weekend.
Radio
Go ahead,
show.
Well, last I called you, I was telling you how I got back from my 25th high school reunion, where the same high school that O'Reilly went to, you know, the private all-boys.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
No spin zone.
Yeah. And now that O'Reilly's had a... little career setback. I wanted at least, you know.
No. I don't think it's a setback, Chris. I believe that Mr. O'Reilly has stepped up in the entertainment ladder. He is now doing a podcast.
Yeah, right. He's actually, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that says that he is primed to make more money than he made in his buyout this year.
Yeah,
from that podcast and the controversy. Yeah.
And we are working diligently behind the scenes to see if we can score that exclusive interview with Bill O'Reilly. That'll happen right away. Go ahead, Chris.
By the way, Mike, if you want to follow O'Reilly, listen from the first episode, because otherwise you won't be able to understand it.
All right, Chris, we interrupted. Go ahead.
But no, I just at least wanted to bring up some of the more other famous alumni there who don't have his headlines per se.
Please.
Okay.
From the acting world, Brian Dennehy and George Kennedy.
Whoa.
Oh,
heavy.
Wow.
Heavy.
Those aren't slouch actors. Brian Dennehy probably made most famous as the villain sheriff in Silverado. And George Kennedy, to go way back, had some TV work. They did a lot of TV work. But most people remember him because we all saw Cool Hand Luke back in high school, where he was the prisoner guy.
Joe Petroni.
Joe Petroni from the airport movies,
too. He was great.
Anybody else that's famous from that high school?
Oscar would be interested in this. Some real captains of industry. Robert Wright, former CEO of NBC Universal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lou Gerstner, former CEO of RGR Nabisco and IBM.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, man.
That is
oh,
generational
man.
Wealth.
It's like
CEO.
Over. It's like Overachiever Academy. That's
what do you do again, sir?
I mean, it's about, what do I do?
Yes.
I do import and export.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, like Art Vandelay.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so it's a made-up career, sir.
How's the coffee
Stop
table
it.
Book coming?
Well, now, don't be hostile because you had the Big Bang Theory guy. He's nice.
Yeah, this
nice.
Guy's an ally. He's not a foe.
No, I think he was making a joke, and I was helping him out
Import,
with
Import-export.
Yeah, because
well,
that's
he
what
didn't
Art Vandelay
want to tell
did. That's
or maybe he's in the mafia. Yeah.
Or maybe he's stealing drugs. Who knows?
All right. Chris, we got it. We got more calls. What? Anything else?
And here's the kicker.
All right, bring it.
He was a contemporary of O'Reilly. Glenn Hughes. I don't know if you remember that name.
Glenn Hughes. Glenn
no.
Hughes.
The original Leatherman of the Village People.
Oh. Awesome, Chris.
Awesome.
Thank you for the call. That is
Thanks,
that.
Buddy.
That's pretty overachieving high school. Yeah.
My
high school didn't
God.
Have
it.
My high school had me and Candace Bushnell from... And I think they're
Sex
also,
in the City strong, Mike. That's pretty big.
Pretty good.
That's
Maybe
pretty
big. Amy Brenneman, too. I think she went
really?
To Glastonbury
that's
High
cool.
School. Yeah, I think she went there. Let's go to Phil CEO from Ashburn, Virginia. Phil, you're on the Mike O'Mara Nuts. Show.
Hey, guys. Him. Thanks for bringing the funny. I was just hoping to hear you guys talk in something. Talk in some song.
Oh, Eagles, you mean talk up?
You mean
talk up.
All right, talk up. Rob, can we
talk
him
in?
Can we talk up a song?
We can. You want to talk in a song?
Talk
Mike?
Into it. All right. Okay,
give me one go. Second. I didn't yes. see this coming.
Yes. All right, very good. Because we have to take a break, and then we'll take more of your phone calls. Hey, the world record has been officially set for Wide Open Wednesday.
It's that deserves an all request that Wednesday.
Is, that's pretty good stuff. All request Wednesday. Okay, what do you got for me, Rob?
How about you want to do a little Deep Purple?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Okay,
that's a super long ABC. Hey, everybody. Oh, boy. Schizophrenic weather in the nation's capital. One day 80, the next day 40, then 50. Cloudy, sunny, hot, warm, cold, dogs, cats, raining from the sky. Nobody knows what to do. But you know what you can do each and every day? I'll tell you exactly what you can do. You can turn on your device. I don't care what kind of device your kids have today. And you can listen to T-M-O-S. That, my friends, is called the Mike O'Mara Show. And each and every Wednesday, we take your live phone calls at 888-920-MORE. You can give us a call. We'd appreciate that, everybody.
Yeah! Mike, that was one of your best talk-ins.
Hit the post.
Take one more call, and then we'll go to break. Let's go to Randy from Tinker Air Force Base. Where is Tinker Air Force Base, Randy?
Hey, it's in Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City.
Neat.
I'm going to get some weather out there. I saw Al Roker told me maybe tornadoes tonight, so be careful. What can we do for you, Randy?
I just want to call and say that, love the show, love you guys. You're my pod gods.
Oh, pod gods.
Pod gods. That's nice.
Oh, I like pod gods. That's wonderful. Randy, thank you. And are you in the military?
No, I'm a government contractor. I deliver parts for the planes.
Cool.
Are they secret parts?
Yes.
There's like screws, nuts, and bolts. You know, everything that holds everything together.
Code names.
That was in quotes.
Code names.
Yeah.
Are they radioactive screws, nuts, and bolts?
Do these
I don't glow at night, so I guess I'm okay.
Do these bolts go surface to air?
He bolts on the... Why are we so militaristic today? Let's take
a box of screws, Mike, and the fuse is lit!
Let's go to Burlington, Vermont, a beautiful, beautiful town. Corey, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away.
Hello, gentlemen. Just want to thank you for putting on an awesome podcast. And I'm calling through the app, and it was extremely easy.
That's cool. Oh,
all these years later, Mike.
Yeah.
All these years later.
You know, and the thing is, I've never even called through the app because I'm doing the show when it's online.
It's tough to call when you're doing it.
Go figure. Corey, thank you very much. That's great. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with pleasantries.
Yes.
I'm okay.
What
it doesn't always have to be conflict. But for the Big Bang Theory guy, you know, in the words that I always give to Trip Affleck, and then Dirk, now that he's adminning our fan page, edits it out, bite me. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Thank you very much. No. No, keep listening. Keep arguing with us. As a matter of fact, call every week about the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. I like seeing Rob get upset.
Give us episodes to watch, but not just one.
If you want to argue with us, you have to start from the first episode of the podcast and listen all the way through. Otherwise, you won't understand us.
You know, I was going to actually take us to break before you did that. If you start this music from the beginning, I can actually talk it in.
Okay. If you'd like you want to do a Jim Croce talk in?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody, we're having so much fun with the phone calls today. I decided I'd keep it going through a third break. That'd be incredible. Give us a call right now, 888-920-6673. And if you're calling about the Big Bang Theory, make sure to grab your crotch when you're calling us. we'll take a break and come right back, everybody. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rockhead. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Love all our friends out in Iowa. Hello, Iowa. Go Hawks.
Yes.
Yeah. We love being on KCJJ. We love Steve Bridges. It's great to be on that radio station for as long as we have been. I mean, it's the longest, I think, I've ever been on any radio station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you go all the way back.
Me too,
yeah.
Mike. Me too.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you go back, how long did he syndicate? We were syndicated, I don't know. Do the math. We'll figure it out one day.
I thought you were just talking about the podcast.
Well, the podcast, too.
That's the longest I've ever been on a radio
Mike,
station.
Mike, I think it's probably approaching 20 years.
If you count, you know, I was on in Washington for multiple decades, but if you count the actual stations, I think Steve might be the big winner.
Perennial
we ought to
powerhouse.
Send him a cake. Anyway,
I like cake.
Segment is brought to you by Lyft. When you're looking for a ride-sharing app, it's not just about getting from point A to point B. The folks at Lyft know that what happens in between is pretty important, too. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab, and you'll arrive safely after every single Lyft driver is fully vetted. I love Lyft drivers because I love the conversation. You don't have to have conversation if you don't want to. The cars are clean. The rides are efficient. They get there on time. The app is beautiful. Plus, Lyft's new AMP device uses color-coded systems to always let you find your Lyft car. That's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides gets a perfect 5-star rating. Right now, Lyft is offering a great deal just for our new users. 3 free rides, that's up to a $30 value. When you enter promo code TMOS, just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. 3 free rides, up to $10 each. That is up to a $30 value. And just remember our promo code TMOS. And coming soon, we're going to have some interesting information about Lyft that we think our listeners will be around the country. Oh. Very, very,
very cool.
Happy.
Cool stuff, yes.
So, welcome to the show. I'm fresh off my binge watching last night of my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And so now, you know, my home entertainment boring existence is coming to an end. My Far Cry game that I've been obsessing over. Pony, I'll be honest with you. There are not too many more missions that I can run. No one's telling me to do anything anymore. No one's making me do anything. All the bases have been liberated, and now I'm just sort of wandering around the countryside finding things to do, and the game has gotten extraordinarily boring. Is there anything I can do to spice it up at all?
No, you got to just finish it up and find your next fix.
Yeah.
Will anything come along? Will they say anything?
Any maps or any packs that you can download?
Anything open up? Is there any reward?
You can check out the DLC. You know, you can download content and add some extra stuff to the game.
The last Far Cry I played, I was like rewarded with a choice of lovemaking with a woman or killing more bad guys.
He needs more kink in his life.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and now this is just kind of like I liberated these outposts and no reward. You need more reward. Would you not agree you need some more rewards on Far Cry? Don't you think that's a good idea?
I totally agree. I think you end up, after like liberating everything, you get all the guns and, you know, at that point you've already gotten all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in going on to another video game?
I'm probably going to go on to the new Far Cry, right?
Overwatch.
Isn't there Far Cry? I don't want to do Overwatch. That's like interacting with people like Mac. I don't want to do that.
Hey.
Not that I don't love him like a son, but...
maybe he won't be on the night you play. Maybe he'll be watching some more of that animated porn.
I don't know. I mean, Overwatch is... What do you do on Overwatch? Is it a shooter? Do
yes,
you shoot things?
Yes, you shoot a lot of things, and you can be a lot of different characters. So, okay. And it's not military-based. It's more like a fantasy-based. Game.
See, that's Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm not kind of.
Mike, I'll say this.
They have to solve like puzzles and stuff.
No.
Answer me these questions three.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
You
that's
can be different characters, different sexes.
Oh my God.
Thank you. You can run around in a mech, which is basically a robot, and you can be a little Asian girl that jumps out. Like, that's
Hold
my
on.
Girl, D.Va.
Hold on. I can be a little Asian girl?
Yeah.
Oh, Zang.
You'll yeah, be my man. Favorite. Yeah.
Well,
hey, you thought Pony didn't like to talk to you before. Now he'll talk to you.
Hey, come out of that mess.
I'm texting Mike again because he's wearing that schoolgirl outfit.
You could be Reinhardt, who's just a monster. He's huge, and all he does is bum rush people and try to kill him and swing around a big hammer. That's fun.
Kind of like me in real life.
Please, they have it on Xbox. You would love it. You would if you got it. I would buy it for my Xbox One, and we would play online.
So if he bought it for Xbox, he couldn't play with a PC gamer.
No, but I would get it just for Xbox, and I'd play with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Overwatch?
If you pick it up, Mike, I will get my Xbox, and I will go online, and you and I can play.
Has it been out long enough where it would be in the sale bin yet?
Yes.
It be in the sale bin?
I would say
because
yes.
I won't spend $49.99
on these games. I'll buy it for you.
Games.
I'll send it to you, please.
Let it be my
present to you before the surgery.
I'm not sure.
Surgery
I want to do
present.
It yet. Can I wait to give you? That's very generous. That's very, very kind. But let me look at
Hippie
it first.
Surgery.
I'll check it out on Amazon. I'll look at it.
All right.
See
just
what it's
it.
All about.
Eyeball it.
But I wanted to talk about my bitches.
Now that would be a good video game. Can you imagine
bitches,
that on Xbox?
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I have
RBH.
I will tell you this, Oscar, a long time ago, when Oscar's been doing like pilots for reality television, I've been involved.
Yeah, those days
in
are over, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm almost 40. It's over.
It never panned out, but the fact is that
face for radio.
You said to me, I remember it. I mean, you said a long time ago that the whole concept of this reality television is
manufactured.
Everything is set up. Everything is staged.
Remember the
right?
shock I was in when we were filming this. This is probably the most well produced pilot. The first one I ever filmed. When I was just getting into this and I was 29,
right.
I said the second day we were driving around and the second producer said, okay, these are establishing shots. I said, that's fine. And they said, pretend you're just getting to our location. And I said, excuse me? And I thought they were just getting shots of us leaving. And they said, no, we're shooting in reverse. We're shooting the opening of the show, the last day of production. And the first day of production was essentially the meat of the show.
That was the epiphany for you when you realized that all
like,
is not what it seems on reality.
And, you know, he makes it so, when he told me that, it changes the way I watch television. I will occasionally still, if I really want to get pissed off, watch American Pickers.
Right.
And when they do, the worst thing on Pickers is when they do the shot where they introduce themselves ostensibly to someone and it's like a cold meeting. But when they knock on the door, there's a shot of the person from inside the house answering the door.
And camera's already there.
Yeah, you're not supposed to realize they've got a cameraman in this old man's house. It is so set up. It's like not the first time they've met.
Well, you know, I'm aware of the phoniness of reality television, but at the same time, on a show like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I dive in and I said I was going to boycott it this year, just not watch, and I got all in again. And then they do the reunion shows, which are really great because they line them up on couches and it's just a long evening of catfighting. That's all it is.
And don't they have clips?
They have little clips to support it,
right?
They set things up and then they have these massive arguments. And as I'm watching it, I'm watching this debate between Kim Richards, the lady that had the terrible booze problem, got arrested out in Los Angeles. All stuff that is legitimate.
Yeah.
She was legitimately arrested.
And
booze
she also, down. She got her start. Remember, she was a Disney child star. She was in the Witch
Race
Mountain movies
Witch Mountain.
A million years ago. So she's had a checkered life.
And there is, I'm going
to
say
this. Race
to the bar. I think there is 70% BS, but 30% real bad blood. I really have to say, because at one point they looked at this and one of them said something along the lines of, people think we're acting. This is not acting. And they did a lot of cutaways. And the only thing I can tell you about this show, whether it's staged, whether it's manipulated, whether I think that the ladies overall are not happy people. They do not seem to be blissful. They seem to be put upon. And I was thinking about the whole thing. I mean, yeah, you've got fame. You've got some money. Not a lot. I've researched it. Yeah. They don't make as much might make in their real lives. But they don't seem happy. And they're showing, you know, they're on this couch and they're arguing over BS, like who gave somebody an Easter bunny stuffed animal for a grandchild. And they're going like at each other's jugulars and they're doing these cutaways. And you're talking about this person said and this person said, and take away whether it's real or not. The legacy of that, when you go home at night, no matter how famous you are, I would imagine that there's not a tremendous amount of esteem that comes from doing a program like that. I mean, you've got these ladies that are basically catfighting, and with all the money and all the success in the world, it's trashy, and it's probably not something that's a real source of pride.
Well, no,
with anybody in their wheelhouse.
But don't
right?
you think the reason that that particular cast, and I know it changes slightly from season to season,
they adjust it, they dump people periodically.
But don't you think the reason that when the cast gels and works, it's because they are all chasing the ability to be happy that you wouldn't chase if you were already there?
Also, think about the level of fame they're at right now, right? Yeah,
they're
thinking they can go to the next level.
Yes, there's no next level. Even if you're, they had the Yolanda chick on there, right? Who's like paid.
Yeah, she's no longer on, and she got divorced.
Yeah, but she wrote like a zillion hits and music. She wanted her own career.
Right.
We have this misconception in this
country.
What
do you mean Yolanda wrote a bunch of hits?
I mean, I'm sorry. She had a music career in her own way. She had a publishing career, if I remember
Yolanda
correctly.
Yolanda did?
Yes. She had written some music.
She was married to David Foster, who had a million.
Oh, I'm sorry. She had rights to that money, those dollars. I'm really equating this to dollars.
She's got a piece of that. They had more money than Jesus.
What I'm equating to is dollars, essentially, not what these people do.
And I'm curious about that because with your MBA, I'm saying the branding value of a successful show, and it's one of the more, if not the most highly rated shows on Bravo, is the branding so significant that they don't have to worry about their salary?
This
I'm just
correlates
curious about the money.
With the salaries. We looked at the salaries briefly. It might have been on a bonus show where you saw that they were all over the board as far as who and what was getting paid to these certain celebrities, right? And ideally, it would be dumb of us not to put together the fact that if you have staying power and you're a viewer favorite, you're going to get paid a little more. But it's not in the millions of dollars, A. So, and then you look at the body of work of these, and you take the dollars that are being made for being on the program, and you take the dollars that these are net worth of these couples or these celebrities that are on the air.
Right.
The people that are super wealthy and successful get paid less. That's just a fact.
Right.
Because they don't need the money. They want the fame. The people that are not very wealthy but very attractive or have an interesting story, they get paid more, right? Mm-hmm. And it's across the board for all the seasons, not just...
So all of the housewives.
All the housewives.
Okay.
But all of them, to a man, want the glory and the fame, regardless
the fame.
Of
they're
the dollars.
They're chasing the fame.
They
so
just
fame.
Want
they're
the fame.
Whores.
Yeah. And that is an emptiness, which it takes
That's
a certain type
Joan
of person.
That's the Joan and Betty crap,
yes.
right?
Yep.
That's you will
that's
never
the way
fill
that.
That. You will never
us.
Fill that.
Well, I get that. I'm glad, well done, well buttoned up, because at the end, when you look at them on those couches, and I'm really, and they do great cutaways on Bravo with this. You just see reaction shots that aren't necessarily overly dramatic, but they're just showing people. I'm like, man, it's an awful lot to go through for what they have. And you're right, it's an emptiness at the end of it that is filling some sort of a void. You know,
they're chasing
something
that they'll never get there, though.
Would I like to have that notoriety? No, I would like to have the success of the podcast to have that notoriety, but not, I just, the idea of having cameras chase me around all day would be horrible and phony parties
and
stuff
like that.
And
it is a one-way trip to hell because, unfortunately for this type of programming, The only direction your career can go is down.
Right.
No one's breaking out. You're going to get older. You might get wealthier, maybe, if that's possible, if it's not this generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to tell you that you're just not right for the program anymore, especially for women, right?
And you have to, and the only thing that's going to catapult you to real standout status on those shows is being more of an a-hole.
Yes.
Yeah, or more outrageous.
You are.
Yes. And you can't continue to retop yourself.
Tough.
It is.
Very, very tough. And meanwhile, Andy Cohen just, you know, sits there on a big pile of gold and rakes it
He's
in.
He's the puppet master.
He is the puppet. He's brilliant. Yeah. He's truly brilliant. But anyway,
you know why they have all those cutaway shots, Mike, is no one can tell when Andy Cohen's looking at them.
How dare you, Rob?
Rob says he's cross-eyed. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. So long, bitches. Enjoy the hiatus. We'll see you next season. I'll be with you. I guess after the Super Bowl next year, I'll be joining you.
You guess. You know.
You'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm kind of thinking about tracking with the Real Housewives of Potomac, but we'll
Mike,
see.
It's a different flavor.
I know it is.
And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, I'm all for experimentation. Yeah, yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we record
the bonus show on Thursdays, a lot of his content spills into the next week. This probably leaves a lot of non-P1 listeners with some burning questions. Like, what are the best tricks for getting rid of a hangover? And what exactly makes something family gourmet? Does dunking pizza in milk really make it better? And what exactly makes Ashley and me so much better than the male interns? Although, that last one you probably could have figured out from listening to the regular show. If you want to know the answers to these questions, there's only one place to go. Subscribe to the bonus show to find out all these things and more, and to avoid being a rube.
I love that. Oh, man, I love our kids. I really do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We told you about Amazon, and you are responding, and we are delighted. And please, we've got a new campaign called If You Buy Something, Say Something. There was somebody online that actually put up a graphic for
it
that's really funny. That's our new motto for our partnership with Amazon. We'd like you to let us know if you are supporting us on Amazon. It really makes us feel good, and we appreciate that, Rob Spiewak.
A tip of the Mike O'Mara Show hat to intern Adrian Garcia, who bought a fancy Canon brand camera because he's going to some drug festival next month, but he wanted to take pictures, and he bought a really fancy camera through Amazon. So thank you, Adrian. Appreciate it.
Really share it with us. If you do buy something on Amazon through our page, say something. The next time you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app, or tell a friend, bookmark it for them. You know you need Amazon. Remember, it costs you nothing. And make sure you check out the great home and garden deals on the front page of our website. People are responding to that. They're moving the meter on that one, and we appreciate that. So please, please, please go to the front of our website and check out the Amazon deals of the day, and we thank you.
News.
We talk about punctuality a lot on this show. We always have discussions about it, and it's always a fascinating subject, and it seems to rear its ugly head quite often in the news. These are two reasons for lateness. I'm always looking to see if anything, what's the word I'm looking for? If anything
stands out.
Stands out. No. Yes. The first possible reason if you're multitasking too much. That's what they say.
Oh, okay. That is
there
my
was a study
bit.
In 2003 where researchers observed subway workers in New York. I think that's the underground, not the sandwich.
Salata.
And the ones who multitasked were much more likely to be late for work. One way to make sure you don't get too distracted is to set reminders on your phone so they go off 10 or 15 minutes before you need to do something. Are you a multitasker in the morning, Oscar?
Mike, I'm doing 20 things. I'm checking emails. I'm ordering breakfast. I'm yelling at Shannon. Mm-hmm. And
yelling at Shannon to order breakfast.
No, I'm like, Shannon!
You're multitasking.
Can't sleep in the
day. Might be doing you in. The second possible reason you're late is your internal clock just sucks.
No.
Some people are pretty good at keeping track of time. I have an internal clock that I would stand up against anybody's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I truly could
it's
tell you.
It's mine and Winston's.
I could tell you that, somebody says get up at 5:30. I wouldn't need an alarm clock. I'd get up at 5:30.
Yeah, I get up at the same time every day before my alarm goes off. Before it goes off.
Then that's a good internal clock,
yeah.
It says here people can keep track of time. They're punctual. The people that can't have a problem with it. People with type A personalities are usually better than type Bs. A study had people try to guess when 1 minute had passed. Type A's were pretty close. They averaged 58 seconds. Type B's were way off. You can get better at it, though. One way is to guess what time it is a few times during the day and then check to see how close you are. If you keep doing it for a while, you should improve.
I do that for about 2 or 3 hours a day.
Family Dollar Alarm Clock.
Family Dollar. And by the way, Prunes is real.
Prunes.
It's a real product. Yeah. Yeah. We mocked him, but there is a. It's like red plums. Go figure. Some people aren't ready to forgive Scott Baio for dissing Erin Moran after her death, and that includes Erin's older brother Tony Moran. We were pissed off at Scott Baio yesterday. Yeah. So imagine how the brother feels. He has not only threatened Scott but took a shot at his manhood in a Facebook post. He said that Erin dumped Scott back in the day because he was more like a girl, a little girl, not a man, and also because, quote, you were tiny, you know, barely a man in the man region.
Wow. That's
great. Then he said, quote, Scott, I'd advise you to get on your knees and pray that you never run into me. So her brother was a little pissed. I can't blame him for being upset with that situation.
But Scott Baio's penis, man.
He sucks.
Yeah. Mm. Nice to see that in the show. Kelly Osbourne's new book has a chapter devoted to her friend Joan Rivers and Joan's idiosyncrasies, including her germophobia when it came to toilet seats.
Really?
Oh my God. Oh, leave that toilet. On airplanes, Joan would pour vodka on the seat before sitting down. I don't know why.
Pony does that, but not on purpose.
Sterilized.
It's usually an accident.
What a waste.
In other bathrooms, she would put a paper cover on the seat, then light it on fire to kill the germs.
Wow.
That's a germaphobe. One time on the set of Fashion Police, she set a plastic seat on fire, and it, quote, shriveled up into a misshapen plastic mass. Instead of getting rid of it, E just moved it to the men's room. That's funny. Kelly, hold on a second. Let me do that. Mike, sorry.
The vodka alarm.
Yeah. You know what? Kelly, actually, also, that happens when the lines are locked and then calls spill over to your cell phone.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Because they call to the office after the show.
Kelly also talks about seeing her dad, Ozzy Osbourne, flatline after his ATV accident in 2003. She was encouraged when they resuscitated him and he started yelling, don't F up my tattoos! I'll F and kill you if you F up my tattoos! Okay, Ozzy.
ATV.
He's not still flatlining, is he?
No, I don't think so. Okay. A few weeks later, she saw a bedpan fly out of the door of his hospital room and heard him yell, I can wipe my own effing ass! Thank you very much. F all. Oh, daddy. Oh,
do you think
daddy.
He's a germaphobe, too?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, right. Time Magazine just called on a Pulitzer Prize-winning car critic named Dan Neal to pick the 50 worst cars of all time. And really, the list just scratches the surface. Here are the top 10 that I've got for you right now. Number 10, the Hummer H2 from 2003.
Oh, I used to love that car. Love it.
Number 9, the Pontiac Aztec from 2000.
Oh, do you remember that's what the first winner of Survivor won? They had a big buy-in on the first episode of Survivor.
The worst car ever.
I remember Richard Hatch getting into his yellow Aztec.
Aztec.
Number 8 is the Yugo GV from 1985. We made fun of that.
Charlie.
Always. Number 7 is the DeLorean from 1981.
How
blasphemy.
Dare they?
How dare
Mike,
they?
Mike, I see DeLoreans
well,
on the road
guy,
here.
This guy, Dan Neal, that did it. He did that.
Once in a while, and I still think they look great.
Yeah, and they can take you back in time.
Number 6 is the Chevy Chevette.
Piece
from
of ass.
1976. Yes. Number 5 is the Ford Pinto from 1971.
My father owned one. He called it the teacup.
Number 4 is the AMC Gremlin.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God. That was it. That gets on every list.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard of this. Number 3 from 1961 is the Amphicar. Both a lousy car and a lousy boat.
Yeah,
I think it was that red one that they used to show all the time, which was the car boat
thing. Yeah, yes. I always hated it because they would have a great head of steam going into the water, and then it would be like, just stop.
It was
because
terrible
of the resistance.
Both.
Yeah, it was bad at both.
Number 2 is the Ford Edsel from 1958, and number 1 is the Ford Model T. Number 1A, owned now by Rob Spiewak, is the, what is that
car? Oh, the Ed Harrell Amazing Piece of Shit Mobile. Otherwise known as
Oldsmobile.
A Buick LaCrosse.
A Buick LaCrosse. There you go.
Why do you think it's an Oldsmobile?
It is because they're both equally
well
plain.
An Oldsmobile. Former Bachelor star Chris Soules. Do you guys
remember my God,
this
guy? I know who this douchebag is.
He was arrested in Iowa yesterday after leaving the scene of a fatal car crash. Not a good thing to do. Chris was driving a pickup truck that rear-ended a tractor around 8 p.m. on Monday night. The tractor was sent into a ditch, and the driver died. He was a 66-year-old local farmer named Kenneth Mosher. Chris drove off and then refused to cooperate with cops at his property until they got a search warrant. Because the police had to spend a few hours hauling him in, it might be hard to prove that he'd been drinking. However, the authorities say he had alcohol with him in his truck. We will see what happens.
Oh, man.
That
That's
is
horrible.
Not cool.
Mike, it was his neighbor. The guy on the tractor is just, it's so sad.
Oh my
it's
God, really?
So
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And prior DUI for this guy, too. So that's, I don't know how far.
You see
back
a picture of him, you're like, I don't want to judge a book by its cover. But then you remember the episodes, and you're like, that adds up.
Yeah, the cover adds D-back. Up.
Yeah.
And now a little something something. A 37-year-old woman in Nashville, Tennessee, named Rhonda Blythe Dunham, asked her husband to go out and get her ice cream on Sunday. But he said he was tired from working all day, and he didn't want it. And that made her so angry that she called the cops and told them he had punched her in the face.
Oh, Rhonda.
When they got there, she admitted that, well, he hadn't really punched her. He just wouldn't get her the ice cream. The cops told her she was going to be arrested for filing a false report, and she asked if she could go to the bathroom first. I love this story. They let her go, and about 2 minutes later, they heard what amounted to a large thump. It sounded like this.
Oh. Ooh.
She jumped out of the bathroom window and she ran.
Yeah, of course she did.
They quickly tracked her down and arrested her. She was charged with filing a false report and evading arrest. That's a great story. I wonder who got the scoop. I wonder if the cops put up any traffic cones. I guess she just split. Glad this happened on a Sunday. Thank you.
Sunday.
Some people just have the wrong chip. Sorry. Oh, she sounds cold. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's for Rob Speedwagon. Look at Rob. It's nice that he can laugh at other people's
puns. He loves it.
We will take a break. Come back with Rob's Little Sounds right after this, everybody. Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, I want to urge you to share all of your tech support questions with our man, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony Boy, how can they contact you?
Well, you just email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
Why did you hesitate there?
I don't know.
Stellar. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages, the TMOS Bonus Show. Please allow me to explain it to you. It's a sick show. It's uncensored. It's commercial free. We do it every week. We tell you every week. We tell you almost every day. Probably one of the funniest of hours of the week. Also, so much more fun. It's the lifeblood of the podcast. 5 weekly shows can only exist due to the bonus show. We urge you to subscribe to the bonus show. We thank you, but we urge you to encourage others to do the same thing. Please tell other people to subscribe to our bonus show. The future of the show depends on it. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS along the way. And we thank you in advance.
Thank you.
We tape it every week. Please don't make our work futile.
Please don't make it harder.
Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, April 26th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
We've all been in the media a long time, but still I get excited when I see a friend on television.
Yes.
And this morning they had a story on Channel 5 about Riverbend is a school in Loudoun County, and some kids got involved and they stole their parents' Xanax. And when they went to get a report of it, who did they interview but our boy, Wayne Byard. Yes!
Right. Is it great. Wayne or Wade?
Wade.
Wade.
It's my deal, Wade.
Hey, Wade.
Wade Byard.
Wade Byard, and he has the same amount of sympathy and excitement in his voice for kids that nearly killed themselves as he does when he closes schools.
Developing this morning, several students out of school in Northern Virginia get sick after drinking a drink mixed with Xanax. 7 8th graders shared that drink, but eventually they panicked and all of them went to the nurse and they were sent home. Parents were notified about the incident by a robocall.
As far as discipline goes, we have a school resource officer here. He and the administration are working through to see really what happened here, what punishment might be appropriate.
School officials say it's important for parents to monitor their medicine cabinets and to dispose of any unused prescription pills.
And Pony brought up an interesting point. Yeah. If you're taking Xanax, why are you panicking?
It doesn't make any sense.
That's a solid nap.
Yeah.
So did they explain how the Xanax got in the kid's drink?
They put it in the drink. They stole it from their parents, and they made themselves a Xanax cocktail.
It's like smoking tea, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're like, I wonder what this is going to do. Those dummies didn't realize you got to take the pill and then drink the alcohol.
Yeah, they're going to be okay, but their brain is on a two-hour delay tomorrow. Always great to see Wade. Love that.
Now, Wade fired.
NBA playoffs going on, and on the inside the NBA last night, Robert, you know, watches it, and I occasionally walk by, and I love not so much the games as I like watching Shaq and Charles Barkley when they panel.
The best.
And this was obviously planned, and Shaq was into it and Barkley wasn't. They put auto-tune on their mics.
This is
such a joy.
Okay, what is this? Where is this? Where? Because this
TNT.
Inside TNT. The NBA on TNT.
Give him credit.
And this is great because Shaq is really into it, and Barkley is not amused.
Auto tune on your voice, Russell Westbrook. Yes, I got auto tune on my voice. This is what he does. He's very, very aggressive, and he's going to the hole. Can't nobody slow him down. Can't nobody slow him down.
That's Shaq.
Oh, no. He got to keep on moving.
Just took an auto-tune.
That's okay.
I don't really know what just happened.
Ernie, when you asked...
Auto-tune.
When you asked me...
Now I'm on auto-tune?
Yes. When you asked me before the game, and Reggie said something, he kind of got it backwards.
I always had a different mindset, depending on how you play on the road.
You like that auto-tune?
How you play at home. I don't. I'm trying to make a basketball point.
He's like me. He's getting cranky.
You can make players better at home than on the road. You got to make them boys just follow you.
I refuse to talk.
Wow, you scared?
Yeah. Man.
We'll be back with more.
Definitely auto-tune.
He knows sold him.
Best exchange. Best exchange. Barkley says, I refuse to talk. Yeah. The Shaq goes, why, you scared? That's the best. That's the best. They're just so real.
I love what he said. Do you like it? And he says, no, I'm trying to make a basketball point. Okay, so what's the biggest catch line from the Terminator series?
I'll be back.
Hasta la vista, baby, is an arguably second, right?
True.
From Terminator 2. But that's Spanish. So when they dub the movie in Spain... He doesn't say hasta la vista, baby, because if it was, he would just be saying, like, bye-bye. So here is the Spanish dub of Terminator 2.
Sayonara, baby.
They used the Japanese.
Yeah, sayonara, because that's more exotic.
Same impact.
Oh, my God.
Sayonara.
Like we have played outtakes of Vincent Price for the Thriller song, the Michael Jackson song Thriller. More outtakes have been released. And it is so cool because you get a sense that Vincent Price, when he was doing that session, he's really having a good time. Here he is with Michael Jackson.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
This is Vincent Price. Michael Jackson is...
The Thriller.
Say it together. I say inviting you to. All right, yeah.
Anytime, test roll.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
And this is Vincent Price inviting you to
The Thriller.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Wow. Yeah.
And also Vincent Price when he's doing...
Can you dig it?
He does, at the end of this great laugh, he just says it's fun.
That is truly one of the great horror laughs of all time. Listen, when you think about that laugh he did.
It's great fun.
How old was he when he did that? He was old, right?
Yeah, his last thing was like months before he died, he shot Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
But right. I think that he was probably in his, probably about 80 when he did that.
This is Vincent Price. Yeah,
I'm sure he had lots in common with Michael Jackson.
Well, it's another show.
That is another show for another time. Who likes Adam Sandler movies?
Woo! Oh, I did.
Yeah. Nobody. Not even his kids. And that, when you think about it, this has got to hurt him. This is him on Ellen talking about what, because he's got all these shows that are coming on Netflix and these horrible made-for-Netflix movies.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing crappy television all the way to the bank.
He's all right. He's cashing those checks.
I'll put them on because they beg to see him. They're like, please, it's not fair. Let me watch your movies. Those people always yell things at you on the street, and I don't know what the heck they're talking about. So I show them the movies. They demand this, and they get every time, like, I'd say about 20 minutes in, and then I see them tuning out. And then I hear them, they're nervous to say it, but they're like, can we watch something else?
Like any kid. Like any kid.
Yeah, I mean, the attention span of kids, you know. Tomorrow I'll have a story about my kid and the fact that I was the spoiling parent. I did something I swear to God I would never do before, where we went online and there was a toy online, and it's adults playing with a toy. And I, this may be a sophisticated marketing campaign, but it's adults playing with a toy with like a stupid voice going, hey, I'm the pirate. And my son went bat-ass. Like, it was
because
the first
a grown-up
time
was engaged with the toy, do you think?
First of all, kids are need
many
machines.
Layers, but Mike they're, can do the voices as well.
True enough.
They're little need machines. I'll tell you the story tomorrow about how I completely caved because I love the guy more than anything in my world. I am so in love with this little guy that he has me wrapped around his finger, and he doesn't. It made me realize he's really not materialistic in that way until this happened.
They played him.
And then it was nuts. And they played him, and I'll give you, in fact, I'll bring in a clip of it and I'll show you what got him into it. And then I actually ran out and got it.
Aww,
a ridiculously overpriced toy.
Mm.
Yeah. I felt like a bad parent, but I was I just wanted to fill him with joy. It sucked.
It's so
you
nice.
Shouldn't be like that.
No.
Should toughen him
so
up.
Nice.
This should be a Marine base here. That's why, what this should be.
That's why I hit my kids.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Let's close with this. I do all the time.
All
and
the
they
time.
Deserve it.
Constant beatings.
We were so busy yesterday with Tony Perkins when he was kind enough to come by the studio. We did not celebrate National DNA Day. Yesterday was National DNA Day.
Today was National DNA Day. Of course, any day can be DNA Day if you're staying in a Motel 6.
Yeah. That's your magic audio vault. Leave your black light at home.
So
have a great Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, thanks for the fantastic phone call.
Love your calls.
Oh, I don't want to let Darren hang. Hold on just a second. Let me just say, Darren, I'm sorry we didn't get you called at the end of the show. We've got like 30 seconds for your phone call. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, gentlemen, this is Darren. I'm checking in from Fort Belvoir. Hopefully the MPs don't find me so they don't lock me up. But love the show. Checking in with you guys. Oscar, if you need anything, hopefully you don't need my wife as a bondsman. So check you guys tomorrow.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
God bless you, Darren. Thank you.
Darren.
That was cool. That was a perfect
boom,
wide
bam.
Open Wednesday,
in, out.
Right?
Mike, we took 23 calls today.
23.
Awesome. That's very nice. Nice. We'll get
record.
More of them next time. If you want to send a birthday or message for tomorrow's mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for the support. We appreciate it. Get the bonus show. Check out Amazon. Do all the things
Get
we the tell
app.
You to do.
Do
and
it.
We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Thank you for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom. Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Sayonara, baby.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.